from Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. The cases of missing and murdered Indigenous women continue to grow around the country and in other countries, as we find out from Antonio Gonzalez, who's in Winnipeg. Let's take a listen.
Indigenous people in Winnipeg are continuing to raise concerns and call on officials to search landfills for their missing and murdered relatives. Among the Indigenous women they want found and brought home are Morgan Harris, 39, and Mercedes Myron, 26. Police believe the women are victims of an alleged serial killer and that the remains could be in a landfill. Two camps have been set up in efforts to keep pressure on officials and draw awareness to missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls, Two-Spirit, and gender-diverse people.
So there's Cat Morgan and Cat Mercedes.
On an August morning, firekeeper Shining Gold Star, who lives in Winnipeg, talks about Camp Mercedes, named after Mercedes Myron. He's been there since it was first set up in July in the city next to the Canadian Museum for Human Rights.
It's to honor the missing and murdered, especially in the landfill. Its focus is on search the landfill.
Gold Star walks around the camp where there are a handful of tents and a camp kitchen. Signs are posted all around. Some read, "We are not garbage. Search the landfills and no more stolen sisters." There are red handprints and art drawn on sidewalks and benches along walking paths near a river and park. There are also a number of empty red dresses displayed, symbolizing those who've gone missing and murdered.
The government does not want to look because not only is there in there, but there's other people in there. They don't want to, they're going to have to explain things. I've had people come up to me with shovels from every community, black, white, and blue, and they all said the same thing. We'll do it.
A more than 30-minute drive from Camp Mercedes is the city-operated Brady Landfill, where distress flags fly at Camp Morgan, named after Morgan Harris. There are also red dresses positioned around the camp, tents, a wigwam, and teepees. Some people say they've been there since December, while others, like Ida Manuel from British Columbia, felt compelled to come here this summer.
My heart going out to the families affected and just had to answer that call.
Remains of Rebecca Cantois, 24, another victim, were found at Brady last year. A blockade at the road leading up to the landfill had previously been set up, but was dismantled. Now, dumping continues.
For us to have to stand and say, you know, we are not trash, and still not be heard, you know, it really needs to be connected. Canada's lack of respect with what colonialism set out to do to Indigenous.
The other landfill, Prairie Green, is privately operated outside of Winnipeg. The Manitoba government is citing costs and health and safety concerns for not conducting a search at Prairie Green for Harris and Myron. Advocates say they're prepared to camp through the winter. They're also hoping new leadership of the province will be elected in October to offer assistance. Last year, Jeremy Sabicki, 35 at the time, was charged for the murder of the three women and a fourth unidentified woman. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.